Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Femi Okay. So at the end of July, one of our big stories was that July was the most brutal month for NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan since that war began.
And then equaled, unfortunately, by August as well.
And August isn't even over, and it's already as brutal as July. And the Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen has already said that the situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. It's something he said publicly as recently as Sunday. Mary Galletti, Kim Clark, and Larry Severson joining us from Cleveland, Erie, Pennsylvania, and Richmond, Virginia, respectively. What do you folks, what goes through your mind when you hear headlines like the most brutal month in Afghanistan? Mary?
You know, I think it just raises the issue of what support is happening for the families at home. I mean, I know I try and not watch CNN and Fox and all those as much as possible because it just makes me panic. So I sort of wonder, you know, what communication is happening between the military and their families to sort of support them through that process.
Kim Clark, what goes through your mind?
You know, I sit and I wait for the next phone call, and I hope that it's not my son's unit that's been affected. It's a very daunting day-to-day, minute-to-minute thing that we live through every day.
Larry Severson, for you?
I'm really disturbed about all this because all I can see is that each month the death tolls are going to go up because, unfortunately, Obama is channeling George Bush, and he has done the mini surge in Afghanistan the way Bush had a surge in Iraq, and because of that surge in Afghanistan, we're only going to see these death tolls rise every month.
Well, three very interesting, different perspectives, and much closer to the front lines than certainly even a news correspondent like myself is. Mary Galletti, you have a husband in Hungary who is going to be deployed in Afghanistan in January, right?
Correct.
And you're from Cleveland, Ohio. Kim Clark, your son has been stationed in Afghanistan how long?
He left the United States on July 23rd.
And Larry Severson, your son Brandon is stationed in Afghanistan, right?
Yes, he left for Afghanistan on July 20th.
For all three of you, and you know, you may have the best perspective on this, what is different about the conflict in Afghanistan from the situation in Iraq? And use as much detail as you can. If you have any stories, I'd love to hear them. Larry?
In all honesty, I don't really see much difference as far as what my son is going through. I have had a couple of emails from him, and he talks about the heat, that it's 127 degrees, and in the tent it's 110 degrees, and he just talks about how hot it is. And as far as myself, I wear a yellow ribbon everywhere I go to remind people that there's a war going on and that we have loved ones there. When I buy a package to mail to him, I tell the clerk checking it out that I'm sending this to a loved one in Iraq, I mean in Afghanistan. When I mail it, I tell the postal worker. You know, the three of us on the phone, we're living through this every day, and the vast majority of Americans have no connection with this war, and we need
exactly
to bring the attention back to the American people.
Kim Clark, how do you go through your day with reminders of what's going on in Afghanistan? Take me through your day.
The day is different. My son was in Iraq. Matter of fact, last year at this time, he was getting ready to come back to his home base, when he was in Iraq, I had a lot of contact with him. It was very civilized, you know, email, webcams, almost every other day, phone calls. With him being in Afghanistan, I know he's more in the front lines this time around, and he's in Helmand Province somewhere.
Wow.
And you know, so I know he's in the heat of it. And you know, you go through your day. I don't think there's a 15-minute time frame that I don't look at the clock and go, okay, it's 9 hours ahead. What is he doing? Is it hot today? Is he, you know, sleeping in tents? Did he get the shower? Is he eating in a chow hall, or is he eating MREs? And it's just, It's an overwhelming experience, and every day I look at the clock and go, okay, it's 6 o'clock at night. I know Marines don't notify after 6 o'clock at night. I say
when you say notify, you mean send bad news.
Send bad news, I thank God that I made it through another day. But then I also say another prayer for the families who haven't, because as we know, the casualties are happening daily over
there. That's right.
And fortunately, he's the last couple of times when there's been mass casualties, he's had the opportunity to call home and say, hey, Mom, it wasn't me. And then, you know, once again, I feel guilty. I think, oh, thank God it wasn't you. But, you know, there's five or six families out there who are just, you know, receiving the news of their life that you don't want to hear.
Mary Galletti, we've been in this war now in Afghanistan for 8 years. In the beginning, there seemed to be a lot of post-9/11 solidarity and awareness of what was going on. What's it like 8 years out for you as a family member?
I mean, quite honestly, I think it's the forgotten war.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because my husband's in the National Guard, and what makes that sort of neat or weird is that there's not a huge military presence around me, right? I don't live on a base. We don't live near a base. And while the National Guard's family support services are outstanding, and I'm not belittling that, with Iraq, there was this universal experience, at least, that everyone who's serving in some capacity had done Iraq.
Right.
And with Afghanistan, it's just less talked about. Hmm. There's less connection. And I think because it's less understood as a country, as a people, as a war, there's been less media coverage, et cetera, that there's just less to connect to.
Right.
So it feels like a much more awkward experience.
Well, we've been trying to stay on it. I mean, it is Obama's war, but you're right. The connection is very, very difficult to maintain. Mary Galletti, her husband is training in Hungary to be deployed to Afghanistan in January. Larry Severson, give us a final thought here.
The best way that I can tell military families that might be listening to this show is I'm on the board of Military Families Speak Out. It's an organization of families that have loved ones in the military and have or are serving in Iraq or Afghanistan, and I encourage them to visit our website, join our organization. It's the best support you can get. As the ladies on the call can tell you, the only person that can understand what you're going through is another person that has a loved one on the ground in Iraq or Afghanistan. It's a horrible, horrible situation to go through.
And Larry Severson, his 38-year-old son Brandon is stationed in Afghanistan. Thanks to you. Kim Clark, what time is it in Afghanistan right now?
Let's see. The best I can figure, they're 8.5 hours, sometimes 9.5 hours ahead. So let's that make it 3 o'clock, 3:30 out there.
Kim Clark, her son is stationed in Afghanistan. She joined us from Erie, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much to all three of you. And now a look at the headlines.